said, I heard your voice. How? Because we have a worldwide ministry that has to spread throughout the world before the Lord returns. In the western coast of Africa, all the way over to Hawaii, the Lord says, I've got to spread my word. And we are spreading his word. We are servants. We are doing what God has anointed and appointed us to do. Understood at times and misunderstood at times. But the Lord said, keep pressing until the job is completed. My brothers and sisters, God is moving prophetically today. And when we think about the work that we all must do and be accountable for, we must follow the example of Christ, who came and set the example by coming to redeem us back to the Father. Because God had a plan. And so often in life, men become disruptive in God's plan. But God has a greater plan. We think about all of the things that God has done in our life and through our life. The mission still goes on. And I understand that it won't be easy. And it won't be easy for you either, Donald. Sister Cotton, it won't be easy for you. Because the more we apply scripture to a contemporary society, the more the knowledge of AI will come into place to try to disprove what we say we know God's word is revealing to us. The more we study to show ourselves approved, the more the world will try to disprove what we proclaim according to God's divine word. And here's why. If there were a band of angels in heaven who knew the truth and came up against our Lord, our God, and our King, what else do we think we will go up here on earth? Those same angels that was in heaven that came against God will certainly be here because they failed here. And when we proclaim God's word, they ain't through with us. Because their objective, their motive of operation is to stop the truth that God is sharing in this dispensation of this church age. And God says, but I have equipped you. I have fortified you for such a time as this. You are no longer a weakling. You have power that I have granted and given unto you. Speak truth to power. Because in those days that will come, there will be a cry such as it was in the biblical days of Old Testament. My brothers and sisters, we are to glorify the Lord. We are to magnify him. For God, the Lord God, will not force nor demand anyone to work for him. His only request is that the work we do glorify and praise him, not ourselves. And the word glorify means to honor with praise, admiration, or worship, to exalt. We are to exalt the Lord in our worship service. It ain't about me. I feel the least of anyone. I never wanted to be where I am. But God had a divine plan. And I asked the Lord, I said, give me the strength of Samuel and the power of Jared. Give me the strength and the power of Elijah. And he said, I will put and plant in you my word so that your word will be an echo to this generation.
Yeah, yeah.
Be not afraid of what will come against you. For if I be for you, I am more than the world against you. For greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. And I ain't afraid of nobody now. I serve the Lord my God. And the church places members in different ministries. And they are to be trustworthy. They are to be example setters and leaders. We should be serving the Lord daily, not just on Sunday. When we drive up, But we should be visible throughout the week, serving and working to support the area. Then as believers, we ought to be committed. For too many people today are uncommitted. We don't have time. We are not interested. We don't know if we can do the test. That sounds like it used to be me. Does it sound like you? In Matthew 19:21, it says, there was a man who claimed to have obeyed all these commandments, all of the things that God requires from his youth. And he asked what he was lacking. And the Lord said there was still something lacking. It says, then Jesus challenged him. If you want to be perfect, if you want to be like me, go and sell what you have. Give it to the poor, and I will give you treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. Every now and then, we have to give up stuff, y'all. Them homes, them cars, them 401ks. We have to give up stuff to follow the Lord. Because he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. I could get deep in theoretical and I could get deep in the scripture and tell you exactly what that means, because everything that we have is a word called presupposition. And that word presupposition simply means there are some things that you call that was not scriptural, but you live by it. And you only get the correct application of what God's word is if you know what God's word is saying to you. And I'm going to teach you now. And I'm fighting in the army of the Lord. I saw the other day, Dwayne, a man in a Dallas Cowboy pickup truck. It was a limited edition truck. I thought I was in Dallas. He was driving a limited edition. That had to be a $100,000 truck. And I began to wonder, what was his objective? He was more interested in stuff than he was the Lord. And I thought that was extreme. What are some of the things that we are putting before God? Because one day we will all have to be accountable to God. One day we will all stand before him. And what will that day be like? Can I get into your business? Remember those conversations we had on the phone? And we said it is confidential. Don't tell anyone. But I heard this back in the day. We used to have what is called a party line. And what that means is that someone else is on the line. And when we talk about somebody, God is saying the party line is open and he's listening to everything we say and everything we do. But what I love about the Lord is that he is long-suffering, putting up with our stuff, putting up with me. Knowing that I didn't want to go, but he said, I waited on you for 12 years until you got to the point where you couldn't run no more. And when he equipped you for a service, he said, I'm going to fortify you, for the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. God is aware of all of our conversation, and he sees us. Let me close. Bless our holy. Because I had three major scriptures. Sister Matthew said, why are you up all night? I said, I can't sleep because God won't let me sleep. All this week, I'm up 3 a.m. Early this morning. Have you finished it? I said, I'm through. But God ain't through. As a student at Bishop College, 1975 graduate. I had a world history course under a man called Dr. Banks. Dr. Banks was an unusual professor because of a disability that he had. One of his legs was shorter than the other from birth. He was one of the toughest professors that we had at Bishop. He asked the question to the class, as he would always do. And there was always one young lady in the class that always had the answers, and all the rest of us was dumb. We didn't know what to say. And he began to go down the aisle, and so he said, I'm going to make everybody answer. And he went down the row, and each one of us had to answer a question. And if we didn't answer the question, he would put a mark. And I said, there's an F. And he went down the row, and he came up to me, and I began telling him everything that I had read, because I was afraid I needed to pass that course so that I could do my student teaching. And he said, Mathis, you've been saying a lot of stuff that's good, but you didn't read far enough. And he placed a mark by my name. And Dr. Banks said at the end of the semester, I was tough on the class because I gave you more than enough. He said, I knew if you left my, when you leave my class, and if you left my class, what little you learned would be enough to sufficiently serve you in life so that you would be successful. I thought I was going to flunk. He said, Mathis, you was given enough that when you go out into the world, you can articulate, you can share the word, you can stand on my word, you can represent the college and let the world know who you are, that you are an educated black man. And I don't step down to take a back seat to nobody. Because of what we learned at a historically black college, it no longer exists, but the educational experience we had is being demonstrated today, and I thank Dr. Banks for what he gave that I'm now giving to you. And so, when Jesus gave the disciples a great commission, he instructed them to go and to teach all nations. I'm a better teacher than I am preaching. You know why? Because preaching is nothing more than teaching with a rhythmic overtone. The Lord desire for the world is to know more about him. In Matthew 28:20, it states, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Jesus never made it hard for us to be saved, because Jesus did it all, the work for us. And if you accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, you ought to remember Calvary, where they hung him wide, pierced him in his side. But early Sunday morning, he got up with all power of heaven and earth was in his hand. Remembering and examining. Amen. The doors of the church open.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Well, this radio is on cruise control on this Friday morning as we celebrate Purple Heart Day, Friday, August the 7th. Purple Heart Day pays honor and respect to those who have received that medal called the Purple Heart. They've been wounded or lost their lives in service to our military. And one thing that you can do is show some deep appreciation for any serviceman or woman by giving thanks to them, and whether they're a friend, family member, coworker, Anyone who served in the United States military, even though